In the name of Allah, the All-Beneficent, the All-Merciful. Patience, and its variances, and its synonyms, in the Holy Quran.
There are some verses, which mention, patience are revealed for the Imams, alayhimus salam, and their partisans, Shias. First verse. I swear by the time, Asr, most surely man is in loss. The Holy Quran 103, 1-2. There is a tradition in Kamal al-Din that, Asr, refers to the time when Sa'ibul Amr, alayhi salam, will reappear, as it would be mentioned afterwards. Some have said that, Asr, refers to the last day of the world, and some say that, Asr, refers to the time of Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Except, those who believe, and do good deeds and enjoin on each other truth, and enjoin on each other patience. The Holy Quran 103, 3. The Blessed Ali ibn Ibrahim, has narrated that, Imam Sa'adik, alayhi salam, used to recite this chapter in this way. I swear by the time, most surely man is in loss till the last, except those who believe and do good, and opted for the truth and adopted patience. In At-Tijaj, there is a tradition from Imam Bagir, alayhi salam, that, the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said in the Sermon of Gadir, by Allah. The chapter of Asr is in the praise of Amirul Mu'minin Ali, alayhi salam. In Kamal al-Din, there is a tradition from Imam Sa'adik, alayhi salam, that, Asr, refers to the reappearance of Hazrat Ghaim al-Imam Mahdi, ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. Most surely man is in loss, to our enemies who are in loss. Except those who believe, the people who brought faith on the verses of Quran including Vilaya of the Divinely Ordained Imams. And do good deeds, that is, they observe equality as regards their wealth, among the believing brothers, in their wealth. And enjoin on each other truth, means, they advise each other about the Vilaya of the 12 infallible Imams. And enjoin each other patience. Ali ibn Ibrahim, ibn Mahiyar and other commentators, Rahmatullah alayhim, with authentic chains, have narrated from the same Imam that, the Almighty Allah has accepted His chosen servants. That is, all the people are in loss, except those who brought faith, on the Vilaya of Amirul Mu'minin, alayhi salam, and performed the duties prescribed by Allah, and advised their children and relatives, about the Vilaya of the 12 infallible Imams, alayhimus salam, and had patience on the injustice that, was committed on them, due to their acceptance of the true religion.
Second verse. O those who have faith, have patience, and be prepared to fight the enemy, and be careful about the chastisement of Allah, so that you get salvation. The Holy Quran 3, 200. Most commentators have said that, it means, to have patience on one's religion, and to remain steadfast, while fighting against the desires and the unbelievers, and to be alert against the enemies, so that, they may not attack the borders Muslim territories. The Blessed Ibn Babawi and others, have narrated, from Imam Sadiq, alayhi salam, that, he said, have patience on observing taqiyya against the opponents, and do not get separated from your Imam who is your leader. The Blessed Ayashi has narrated from the same Imam that, have patience on the troubles, that you experience, while refraining from sins, and while performing the worship of Allah, and cultivate the connection on the path of Allah, which He has provided between Himself and His creatures, and those who think about us, and wait for us, is like one who has performed the holy war, in the defense of the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and fearing Allah, means to enjoin the people goodness, and to forbid evil, and which evil is worse than the injustice that, this Ummah has committed upon us, and martyred us. Also, from authentic chains, from the same Hazrat, there is a tradition that, have patience on performing worship acts, and on the hardships, and make yourself steadfast in following the 12 infallible Imams. Yaqub Sarraj has also narrated that, I asked Imam Sadiq, alayhi salam, whether the earth can remain without a scholar, who may be from you, in whom people can take shelter, and ask their religious questions. He replied, No, if the earth is without any infallible imam, there will be no worship of Allah on it. O Yaqub! The earth is never devoid of a scholar from us, whose imama becomes apparent for the people, who ask from him, the permissible, and the prohibited, and this is apparent through the Book of Allah. The Hazrat recited this verse and said, Have patience on your religion, and have patience upon the injustice of your enemies, who are against your religion, and keep yourself connected to your imam, and fear Allah regarding that which he has ordered and made incumbent upon you. According to another tradition, he said, Be patient for the sake of our love, on the hardships that reaches you, and observe taqiyya from your enemy. Follow your imam, and do not be separated from him. According to another tradition, Imam Baghir, alayhi salam, said, Have patience, while remaining away from sins, and observe taqiyya from the enemies of religion, and adopt patience, and do not disobey your Lord, so that you may get salvation. The Blessed Nomani, Kolani, and others, Rahmatullah alayhim, have narrated that, Abdullah ibn Abbas sent a person to Imam Zainal al-Abidin, alayhi salam, to seek the explanation of this verse. The Hazrat got angry and said, I desire that, the person who has sent you to me, should ask himself, so that, I can show him, in whose praise this verse was revealed. Then he said, This verse was revealed in praise of his children, and about us also, and the connection which we are ordered, its time has not yet come. From our generations, there would be a person who will be ordered this. And in the loins of Abdullah ibn Abbas, will be those who are made for the fire of hell. And very soon, they will become apparent, and many groups will be removed from the religion of Allah, by them. And very soon the earth will be colored by the blood of the progeny of Muhammad, alayhim assalam, who would fly from their dwellings, before time. And they will ask for that which, they will not be able to acquire. And the believers in those times, would wait for the reappearance of Al-Imam Mahdi Ghaim, Ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, and would be patient on the injustice of the opponents. Till Allah decides about them, and He is the best judge. The Blessed Kolani, has narrated from Imam Sadiq, alayhi salam, that, when Allah created the Holy Spirit of the Prophet and his vicegerent, Ali ibn Abi Talib, his daughter and her children Hassan and Hussein and all the holy imams, alayhim assalam, and the spirits of their partisan, Shias, were made, and he took promise from their Shias that, they would be patient on the injustice of the enemies, and observe taqiyya, and always follow their imams, alayhim assalam, and refrain from opposing them.
Third verse. These shall be granted their rewards twice, because they are steadfast, and they repel evil with good and spend out of what we have given them. And when they hear idle talk, they turn aside from it, and say, We shall have our deeds, and you have your deeds, peace be upon you, we do not desire the ignorant. The Holy Quran 28:54-55. Most commentators have said that, this verse was revealed in the praise of those who had brought faith to Ahlul Bayt, from other religions like Salman and others like him. The Ali ibn Ibrahim, has narrated that, it was revealed in praise of the 12 infallible imams, alayhim as-salam, who were patient on the injustice of the opponents, and behaved nicely with those who behaved badly with them, and they avoided vain talks, music and lies. The Blessed Kolani, has narrated, from Imam Sa'adik, alayhi salam, that, patience denotes dissimulation or taqiyya, and evil, refers to those who disclosed the secrets of the divinely ordained imams, alayhim as-salam, and abandoned dissimulation.
Fourth verse. And we have made some of you a trial for others, will you bear patiently, and your Lord is ever seeing. The Holy Quran 25:20. The Blessed ibn Mahiyar, has narrated, from Imam Musa ibn Jafar, alayhim as-salam, that, one day the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, made Ali, Fatima, Hassan, and Hussein, alayhim as-salam, sit in one place in the house, and he himself sat before them, and said, O mine, and Allah's family. Surely Allah says salam to you all, and this Jibrail is present over here, and he says that the Almighty Allah says, I have made some of your enemies, a trial for you, so what do you say? They said, We would be patient in following the commands of Allah, in what is going to befall us, so that, when we arrive in His presence, we get extensive rewards. Because, we have heard that, indeed Allah has promised rewards to those who are patient. Hearing this, the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, cried loudly, and it was heard by those outside the house. At that time this verse was revealed. And your Lord is ever seeing. It means that, Allah was knowing beforehand that, they would agree to it, and that they would be patient in this test.
Fifth verse. And certainly we sent the Prophet Musa, alayhi salam, with our communication saying, Bring forth your people from utter darkness into light and remind them of the days of Allah. Most surely, there are signs in this, for every patient, grateful one. The Holy Quran 14, 5. Most commentators have said that, the days of Allah, refers to the days of punishment on the past unbelievers. The Ayashi has narrated from Imam Sa'adik, alayhi salam, that, the days of Allah, refers to his blessings. The Ibn Babway has narrated from Imam Sa'adik, alayhi salam, that, the days of Allah, refers to the reappearance of Al-Imam Mahdi, Ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, and the day of Raja at or coming again, refers to the 12 infallible Imams, alayhim as-salam, and some of their friends, and some of their foes, would return on that day, as well as on the day of Qiyamah. The Blessed Ali ibn Ibrahim, has narrated that, it is the day of the reappearance of Al-Imam Mahdi, Ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, and the day of death, and the day of judgment. The Blessed Ibn Mahiyar, has narrated, from Imam Bagir, alayhi salam, that, patience, refers to those people who are patient on that which, comes from Allah like natural calamities or blessings, and they are satisfied with Him, on the injustice of the enemies, which befall them, due to our love, and are grateful to Allah, on our blessing that, Allah has given them.
Sixth verse. And bear patiently what they say, and avoid them with a becoming avoidance. And leave me, and the rejecters, the possessors of ease and plenty, and respite them a little. The Holy Quran 73, 10-11. The Blessed Ibn Mahiyar has narrated, O Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, be patient with those who falsify you. Surely, I will take the revenge through one of your descendants, who would be my Ga'im, one who will rise. I will make him overpower the blood of unjust people. It means he would kill them, and their blood would flow. The Blessed Kolaini, has narrated, from Imam Qasim, alayhi salam, that, O Messenger! Be patient on whatever the hypocrites say about you, and remain aloof from them, as it deserves to be, and leave the case of those who falsify you, about your appointing Amirul Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib, alayhi salam, as your successor, on me. And from reliable chains, from the same Hazrat, alayhi salam, it has been narrated that the Almighty Allah commanded His Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to be patient, till the enemies associated with him, many bad things, but he observed patience. In At-Tijaj, there is a tradition from Maulana Amirul Mu'mineen Ali, alayhi salam, that, the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was always humble, towards the hypocrites, and used to call them towards him, and make them sit on his left side, until Allah told the Prophet to remain aloof from them and said, And bear patiently what they say, and avoid them, with a becoming avoidance.